T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, the Dom Giordano Show with Dan. We'll get Bill's table game, all-time table game, Monopoly invented yesterday. But Senator Doug Mastriano, way back with the beginning of the lockdown by Wolfman Hack, has been our go-to guy on any number of issues. What can be done now? If you missed the beginning of the show, Joe Biden has passed President Trump here in Pennsylvania in the voting tally. Now, it's early with this passing. Still a lot of votes out there, but a lot of them are mail-in in the Philadelphia or Allegheny County. Kind of funny, too, that Allegheny County had to stop the voting. They claimed they had to take an administrative day. There were other things they had to do. One wonders, could it be they're sort of stopping the count because, you know, you may have to figure out how many votes you need. I mean, that's what some people think. Let's go to Senator Doug Mastriano here with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Doug, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me back on. You know, Philadelphia really is the heart and soul of the nation, where the fight for Pennsylvania is really going on. And I'm just astounded that so many shenanigans are being exposed. But my question is, for most people in the state, what's going to happen about it? You know, for 4 years, we've been waiting for Attorney General Barr to drop the shoe on the shenanigans from the Democrats colluding with Russia, Ukraine, and China. When are there going to be any responsibility? So here in Pennsylvania, the president had, what, a 700,000 lead that night? And then suddenly, you know, magically it turns, boxes and boxes of ballots appearing without any chain of custody, and we need the Supreme Court to weigh in. If the Supreme Court weighs in and stops the ballots that were received after 8 p.m., now, look, the General Assembly, we passed voting reform last October. What is happening today has nothing to do with Act 77. Act 77 stopped the Wolf shenanigans with the voting machines. Remember last year he wanted to swap out voting machines and mandate counties have certain machines,
right,
and certain capabilities. We did loosen up a bit. No excuse absentee, we called it, and then suddenly it explodes into under COVID, you know, mail-in ballot.
Why did you do that? No, I would never have done that, Doug, between us. I just wouldn't have done it. Because I know what's going to happen. You know this guy even better day to day. What was the strategy of giving up on that? If you want absentee, you got to go through a hoop. Otherwise, we end up with this.
Yeah. Absentee is the best way to go. Look, when I was and it's funny. So, you know, the Democrats are suddenly concerned about military balloting, right? Magically.
Yes.
And I remember I had a mail-in in weeks and weeks before the election. If it didn't get in a certain date before the election, they wouldn't count my vote. And this is when I was overseas, you know, in combat zones or during the Cold War. And we were going to loosen up this whole thing here where anyone sitting at home in Pennsylvania on their chair watching, you know, Fox News 24/7 could just mail in the thing when they feel like it, even days after the election's over. And then the problem – now, here's the problem. That's a problem in itself. The problem was Wolf used COVID-19, something we didn't predict last year, to push this agenda. And then on top of all that, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which is 5-7 Democrat, decided to start writing law and legislation from the bench, which is not constitutional. So that's why of all the states that the Trump administration is suing, we have the strongest case in Pennsylvania since our Supreme Court exceeded their constitutional authority. And so that's where the fight needs to happen. But what are we going to do about it? The votes that came in after Election Day, after 8 o'clock, as never before in Pennsylvania history did we count ballots that came in after 8 on election night. Those will have to be put aside and not counted. And so has Philadelphia segregated those? Has Allegheny County segregated those?
Well, let me cut to the chase and be blunt. I'm Philadelphian all my life.
Yes.
What Philadelphia is saying to you guys, and look, I respect you. I didn't know you were a colonel. You did elections in Afghanistan. I knew your military service, and I love when we have you on. But Philadelphia is saying yesterday when they tried to get eyeballs on this process, even if we're not cheating, okay, it's about this. Yes. We are defiant. We are not going to do what you say. We're going to do it our way, whether they were cheating or not in the convention center, because we don't have evidence to prove that they did. And you guys in Harrisburg, not you, but a lot of them there, don't get that. The rules don't matter to places like Philadelphia and Wolf. They're
oh
going to do what they're going to do.
So what do? Is you fight fire with fire. If people are breaking the law, and which did happen, you know, it took a federal judge telling the judge in Philly, no, you have to let them in. No kidding. You know, you can't observe from 80 yards away with binoculars. You remember in Florida, okay, for instance, 2000, Bush Gore, you remember the hanging chads, and you had a Democrat
yes.
attorney and a Republican attorney scrutinizing every ballot, looking over the shoulder of every person that was counting. Where was
yes.
that accountability in Philly? So, hey, look, I'm down with defiance. That's very Philadelphia. That's where it all started in 1776. But guess what? There are laws and rules. You can't make it up to advantage your own party. If Joe Biden wins the state fair and square, so be it. But if he's going to win by cheating, it's not going to stand. And
okay,
I
now there is the nuclear option there. And yeah. Even Ted Cruz yesterday on national TV, when Hannity brought it up, and not bringing it up frivolously, said, wow, that's an awful big cannon to fire. But they push you toward things like this by this just open defiance of what clearly, look, I don't want to get into any more fights with them. They should have been transparent. The satellite
yes.
office is dug. There should have been a poll watcher there. That way everybody would feel comfortable, and the result is the result. And you know what it is. You guys can determine, as I understand it, who the electors are that are sent to vote in the Electoral
right.
College. Would you consider
so
that?
Yes, I will consider it. And
okay.
yes, I will lead the charge in doing it. And it's Article 2 of the federal constitution, which trumps our state constitution, by the way, and the General Assembly. Although I don't know a time in history in the past 100 years anyway when we've done this, we have the constitutional authority to do that. So here's my question for Dom and everyone else out there. I will do it. I'll lead the charge when it comes to that. But will enough of the senators and reps out there have the courage to risk their seats? And for most people, it's a comfortable seat. They don't want to do anything risky. And that's why so few have been outspoken the past 8 months. And if they love their country, if they're a public servant, they're going to need to do this. Because if there was cheating and a lack of accountability, then it's time for us to exercise our constitutional power.
Well, see, and I'm not even going out there, and you're not either, but I just want to be clear with listeners. I'm not even alleging that in this instance in Convention Center, because I don't know that. You know, we don't have evidence.
That's right.
I don't know Trump. But I do know this. What was clear with that court order? At every level in Philadelphia, they do what they do. First, they try to run out the clock a little bit. And then after that, they just said, the sheriff won't help you. The police won't help you. No one's going to help you. Now, I know what you're thinking, and I said it too. That's when they should have brought in the federal people to move
yeah.
people aside and to say, you're going to let these people watch. Now, whatever that provokes constitutionally or otherwise, I think that would be a fair thing to do. Doug,
right.
if this comes to that, after all this is said and done, and the body of evidence is that this was not done transparently at best and maybe worse things, is it both the Senate and the House that would have to sign off on sending Republican electors to the Electoral College?
Yes, and that would be our authority. And like you rightly said, and thanks for clarifying, that is really the nuclear option. That's a last resort, and that's only the resort we'll go to if there was clear cheating and denying of people's legal votes, and if votes were brought in that did not have a chain of custody, and that things happened in Philadelphia and elsewhere where there was no oversight and accountability and violations of law, that's when we'd step in. This is not an easy thing. It's not something we do lightly or frivolously. And so it's gonna have to be very clear that there was cheating and that the election was not won by Joe Biden fair and square, but rather by cheating.
So the cheating is, I'm setting aside for a moment, the fact that they just wouldn't let people observe, is that enough? Because to me, the cheating and all that, you know, it's going to be a lot of back and forth over that. This is clear,
sure.
though, of just a defiance. And I have to admit, that seems like a huge option for this defiance in Philadelphia. And I guess the remedy was not taken, which would be to bring in the feds yesterday.
Yeah, I got it. There's some problems on both sides here. There should have been feds on the ground there in Philly. There should have been feds on the ground in Allegheny when they decided to take that extended lunch break or dinner break. I mean, just what's going on here? Get a judge, and we're going to freeze everything then. Everyone stay where you are. And so I don't like how we're always reacting to things. We should have anticipated problems because we talked about it. But, you know, when I say cheating, what I mean there is any violations of the law, period. We're just black and white. And so, you know, and I consider not allowing observers in a room as it's a violation of the law. That's a form of cheating. So anything that's encapsulated by things that violate oversight and accountability. So it's just not Philly. I mean, the Wolf administration factually has been the least transparent administration during this whole COVID situation here. And I just see this as an extension of the poor leadership we have in Harrisburg, or good leadership, if you like that kind of thing. And so that's why I'm not going to stand aside. But the question will be, will the people elected to office have the courage then to actually push Article 2 and exercise that authority? Because there'll obviously be consequences the next cycle. You know, if I lose my seat, Mastriano, I'll go ahead and ride off into the sunset on that sweet job I was offered by the federal government here. Hey, we want to keep you in here because of all your training experience. Okay, but it's not the best job I've had. I'm here to serve the people. But will my colleagues also be willing to stand and fight? That's going to be the next question. But let's see how it plays out legally, because right now it's in the hands of the judicial system. The Supreme Court's going to have to decide.
Absolutely. Well, Doug, thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for the letter about the Secretary of State, who reminds me of another Rachel Levine. Like, these are all creatures of Wolf, who looks like kind of a dithering guy, but deep down, this guy is every bit Whitmer and Gavin Newsom and these others. He's every bit the guy that doesn't believe in anything but fiat by his personal whims.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
You know, so when I met him in Hanover a year and a half ago, I was impressed that he seemed like a kind, gently absent-minded professor. But, you know, underneath that facade, he is outfoxed the state and the Republicans over and over again. So it's very disarming, that little play. And Kathleen
Absolutely.
Buchvar, his Secretary to Commonwealth, oversees this election here. I was the only no vote on her confirmation, both in committee and in the floor of the House, because she could not simply answer my question, why are elections more secure in Afghanistan than Pennsylvania? She did not even say, Senator, I disagree with you for the following reason. She blinked and then said nothing. And I said, what are you going to do to fix our elections? We're concerned about it. Blinks and says nothing for 10 minutes. And I'm like, she should not have been approved by the Senate. We need to start exercising our constitutional authority instead of just being a rubber stamp.
Absolutely. Doug, have a nice weekend. To be continued. Thank you very much today.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Keep the faith. We're going to win in the end. Somehow this republic will endure.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.